In our scripture reading from Acts today, we meet Peter as he explains how God spoke to him in a dream. In the dream, God offered animals to Peter and invited him to use them as food. But it's not just any bunch of animals. These animals are ones that the societal rules said were unclean. These were the ones that Jews were supposed to push away, to ignore, to avoid. Three times, God pushes Peter to do something that is forbidden by human rules. And then, as we hear this story, as Peter did, we realize that the story is not about animals or bad dreams. It's about God speaking to us and changing the rules. It's about not judging by appearances or grouping people together because they look the same. It's about recognizing that sometimes the rules that we create are the wrong rules. It's about recognizing that God is there for everyone, and that if we are people of God, that's what we should be about, too. It's about going with your heart instead of your head. It's about listening for God's voice in unexpected places and then doing unexpected things because God said so. The people around Peter criticized him because he spoke to non-Jews. Surely God wouldn't want Peter to associate with them. But Peter heard God's voice saying, "Oh, yes, I do." God said to Peter, "If I send you, then you go. If I say all things are equal, then they are." We see that Peter stopped to think about this, to think about all of the teachings he had heard. He heard God offer the Holy Spirit to all and thought, "Who am I to stand in God's way?" Personally, I still continue to learn how to listen for God's voice that comes to me in unexpected times and places. There have been times that I have had that gut feeling that God wanted me to go in one direction, and I talk myself out of it. And afterwards I have thought, if I had just gone to the hospital in the middle of the night, if I had just made that phone call, if I had. We get in God's way all of the time. Yet, God never gives up on us. God just keeps coming back, reminding us of all the words that were shared through the teachings of Jesus. Love one another, not just this one or that one, but everyone. Jesus didn't judge people as a group. He loved them as individuals. He spoke with Pharisees about faith. Think Nicodemus. He spoke to tax collectors. There's Zacchaeus. He associated with prostitutes. Mary Magdalene. He spoke to Samaritans, the woman at the well. He knew that these were good people with good hearts. That because others lumped them together as unclean, didn't make them so. This scripture bumps up against me when I see massive leaps of judgment happening in the world. People who have no personal knowledge of issues make decisions that impact others without stopping to think, to discern, as Peter did, whether the choice was the right one for everyone. Harsh rules are created that benefit one portion of society without questioning if they are just or fair to God's many people in the world. There are people of all faiths around the world who have been targeted by violence. It is wrong. A place of worship should be safe places. Temples, mosques, synagogues and churches have all been hit, In each of those places, there were faithful people worshipping God, yet someone somewhere declared that they were unclean. In our reading today, God says that there are no unclean groups, that everyone is welcome to be faithful, to live faithfully, to offer love to the world. I think that God is still waiting for us to listen and hear that. This example reminds us of how hard loving everyone is. We bump into our own prejudices. We make judgments without honest, true facts. We get defensive. We can be so very wrong. Conversations turn to we and them. We begin to take sides. I wonder what those on the other side see. Do they see a few radical Christians burning Torahs or other holy books and think all Christians are intolerant, violent, unforgiving? Do they see a group of people who name themselves as Christians pass laws that condone violence, take away choice from a whole group of people, and put women and children in danger, and think that must mean all Christians are intolerant, judgmental, and unloving? I hope that this is not the case. Realistically, there are always people in any faith who take the wrong extreme. Somehow their signals get crossed and they make terrible decisions. We, as Peter was, are asked by God and Jesus to move past our learned behaviours and attitudes and follow God's dream. What if we could just ask ourselves, how would I feel if that was done to me? Would it help us wipe away boundaries? Would it help us reach out to care for others in the world? Instead of getting in God's way, I wonder what it would be like to be God's way. I wonder what it would be like to be strong enough to say that something was wrong, was prejudiced, was discriminatory, was just plain mean. I wonder what it would be like to be brave enough to care, to offer hospitality and hope. We know from our faith stories shared throughout the ages that Jesus' goal was to help us find our way to God, to be part of God's dream of a world where prejudice, violence, discrimination just don't exist. We know that we often find ourselves getting in the way of God's dream. We push back, we resist, we think it's easier to do the opposite. But those same faith stories keep pushing us on, challenging us to get past the hard stuff so that we can remember that in the beginning, before we began fighting over words, before we thought we needed to be more organized than God, when God's love was the beginning and the end of life, life was good. That we were and are part of God's plan and creation. That when we open our minds and hearts to God, making God central to our life, we get a glimpse of God's dream, a dream of a world of people working together, supporting each other, caring for each other. A dream of people thirsting for knowledge, for love to guide them in their living. A dream of the good creatures of the good earth looking after one another. The Easter season continues with the afterglow of God and Jesus working together to teach us the possibilities of a new life lived in God. Do we remember to make God the Alpha and Omega of our day, the beginning and the end, and all the bits in between? Are our actions speaking as loudly as our words in all aspects of our lives? Perhaps today we are reminded to put our trust in God, to simply live out God's love in our lives, to know that God knows the importance of dreams, and to trust that by supporting each other, all of the each others in the world, and God, it is possible that through us, God's dreams can come true. Amen.